Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob, and we're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And you can follow Rob and me on social media. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard, 68 on Instagram. Rob is at Rob Parker FSR on the gram. We got Lamar Mitchell, as we do every Friday, the BetMGM director of trading. He'll get us ready for the weekend. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour. And then, of course, the pigskin pickoff follows that. Rob, I mentioned the Lakers. They're up 71-66 early in the third quarter. Against the Milwaukee Bucks. This would be a great team that actually pull this off. And you had mentioned earlier the Nets, Rob. The Nets look great tonight, 76-56. They're up also early in the third quarter against Toronto. And that's impressive as well. Toronto obviously not as good as Milwaukee, but they're just a good, solid, professional team. You know what I mean? Like, you don't just go out and rout the Raptors. No, I mean, they play hard, they're smart and all that.
And they still have pieces from that championship team, you know, guys who have won. So, absolutely.
Yes. So, so far, so good for the two vets, LeBron and Kevin Durant. All right, but you before our show, you were on 570 AM in L.A., and you talked to Dan Wojcicki of the L.A. Times, who covers just in conversation with him, your opinion.
Yeah, we just had a talk. And, you know, I asked him, Chris, I was on Rogan and Rodney's show here in L.A. and filling in for Rodney Pete. And I asked Dan about it when LeBron brought the thing up. I said, were you in the room? You know what I mean? You're one of the beat writers. what'd you think of that? Did you feel a little like...
Was
like,
he there?
Yeah, he was there.
Okay.
And so I just asked him, what did he feel like and everything, and how did he take that? And he just said, like, he said the thing is, he said he was a little bothered by it, rubbed by it, because they don't talk to LeBron like that. That was his point, was like they don't get access to him to just, Chris, you know, when we were beat writers and we covered people, there used to be downtime where you could meet, you know, talk to people before the game.
Yeah,
they would be warming up, Chris, right? And we're out on the court.
Even that
shoot around. They said he dances that they don't have access like that. He said, in fact, when they talked to him about Kyrie, he said it was 9 days after. There was no access to LeBron. And when it came to Jerry Jones, he said that in the Jerry Jones situation, that Chris, it was the night they blew the 17-point lead at home. Remember they blew that game? So they only have access to LeBron post-game. You're not going to
like that, right? The story is the loss, the way you blew that lead.
Am I right? You're not talking about anything else other than that night post-game. So it was just interesting, and I got it. You know, like, it's not like the old days. You don't have access to everybody, and they don't have access to LeBron. So he honestly said, we haven't talked to LeBron and been able to ask him any kind of other questions because we have so limited access to him. I thought that was
interesting. And you could obviously ask him in a press conference. But in that type of game, so that was after the 17-point lead.
Yep, that was that, yep.
That's just not kind of where your mind is at. You know what I mean?
You got to get your story for the night.
Well, you got there's that for sure. But also, you're focused on them blowing that lead. That's kind of the big story. But I think LeBron, and, you know, like I said about Jerry Jones, it was smart. I think LeBron was smart, too, because LeBron clearly wanted to make a statement. And I think after thinking about it more and more, because, again, he didn't address the
photo.
Right,
he didn't take a side. He didn't take a stand.
Of Jerry Jones being in. Yeah, he didn't say anything about Jerry Jones today. I think the point he wanted to get across, jumped on Kyrie, and Kyrie himself even said, keep that same energy when talking about African-Americans and their challenges. And then that's what LeBron said. Y'all don't have the same energy you had for Kyrie and all of that. And you know, he made the statement about when blacks do something wrong or get in trouble or perceived to do something wrong, it's all over the place and not so with whites, in his opinion, and all that stuff. So that was really the statement he wanted to make. Because, Rob, he could have easily taken questions after that. And he said, no, he left. So LeBron just wanted to make a statement. He didn't seem to want to have to answer questions about it. He just wanted to make a statement. And he did. And so, similar to Jerry Jones, that was smart too. He got out what he wanted to say. And he didn't, you know, have to answer any questions about it.
Yeah. I guess he had his, right. I think if he would open up for questions, it probably would have changed the tone of everything if he was challenged by it, or, you know what I mean, if there was some pushback from the reporters. I think it would have been then he wouldn't have been able to get just his message out, which is what he really
That's
wanted.
That's true. I don't think he would have got pushback. Do you?
Yeah, I do. I would have said. Really? I think
somebody would have said, like, what do you think the pushback would have
been? We don't have access to you to ask you questions at any point. Or, you know what I mean? Like, the idea that if we came to you with every time something happens in sports, I don't think you would appreciate that, or you would ask, why are you asking me? Like, you know, like is that the opening to ask you anything about anything going on in the world? Do you know what I mean? Like,
some people are spinning it that way.
Yeah.
I hear you.
That's all I'm saying.
And that would have been fair. But my feeling, Rob, is that they would have just asked him questions about it.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think, I might be wrong. You might be wrong. I might be wrong.
Yeah, I'm just guessing. I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
And you're. And
I mean, there are certainly reporters that would do that, but I just have a feeling that they would have just been like, okay, so LeBron, what do you think about it?
Right.
And then started asking him, you know.
But Dan was like, he was really bothered by it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he. And bothered just the way he painted the media.
Right.
That's
right.
All. And he just said that. He wish he would have had a chance to say something. And the Lakers are, what, up by one now, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, you got to imagine.
Oh, no, yeah.
I think they're up by four. Be behind.
You're behind tonight.
Yeah, I'm behind because the Bucks were up.
All right.
So, so I think LeBron, knew what he was doing. But, Rob, speaking of LeBron, I've long said this, that I think that LeBron would have won more championships had he not always been the system when he was at his best, when he was really in his prime and, you know, clearly the best player in the league. But he was so ball dominant and everything revolved around him, and it's hard to win that way. He never won a championship as that only guy like that.
Right,
you know,
he had to go to Miami with other guys,
right,
and he won with
stars,
and he won with AD. Right, I mean, like,
yep,
right.
And then Kyrie, you know, and Kevin Love, even, who had been a star, and Jordan didn't win doing everything, and Oscar Robertson,
it's
and
harder,
Kobe, yeah, and I broached it yesterday, but I wanted to bring it up again. Luka Doncic is, I think, he's the second best player in the world behind Giannis. But that team right now is woefully underachieving. I believe they're under 500 right now. I'm sure they're going to make the playoffs. But I want to throw it out to, you know, just hear what people think. Like, watching this ball-dominant style. Luka is phenomenal, and they are 10-11, the Dallas Mavericks. But clearly, I mean, he can't beat good teams by himself. Teams that play together. I mean, Rob, think of some of the best teams in recent memory. Obviously, the Warriors, and they pass the ball and play five-man basketball. Nobody's ball dominant. The Spurs, right, with Tim Duncan. No one was ball dominant. They shared the basketball. The best teams are like that. And so I just think that it's going to be tough for Dallas, like, right now, it's a critical time in Luka's career, because I think LeBron got so used to playing the way he played his first go-round in Cleveland, ball dominant stuff, that it was tough at times to adjust.
Right.
And you know how tough it was for stars to play with him. And I think Luka could end up having those same challenges, and he's not nearly the defender LeBron was.
So he might have to – do you use a style, Chris?
Well, first,
he's having so success.
They're gonna ask him to, right? I don't think they're gonna ask him to.
But will he figure it out and go like, I might not win?
Man,
do you know? Like, he's having so much success.
Sometimes you get to a point where you play a certain way for so long,
right,
that it can be hard to switch. You know what I'm saying?
No, definitely.
Like, look, I do, and you know, I think we both agree on this. The one superstar who would be great with him is Kevin Durant. Because Durant doesn't need the ball in his hands to drop 30.
Yep, and to be effective.
You know,
yeah,
right. Definitely. He could play off of Luka and just be phenomenal. But most of the other stars in the league are not as comfortable without the ball in their hands, at least some, you know. And so, but that's a good question, Rob. And I think that's the question that's kind of out there right now. What are the Mavericks going to do? Because right now they don't have a second star, so they want to let Luka do everything. But at the same time, letting him do everything is not going to attract the second star.
Right. And so, when they had Porzingis.
Yeah, they didn't get along. And Porzingis is balling.
Right.
In Washington.
But he didn't want to play there. You remember that was the whole thing. Right. Because he wasn't getting the ball, wasn't having the opportunity. Yeah, it's a weird dichotomy.
Jalen Brunson, I'm sorry.
Yep.
His dad's Rick. But Jalen just left, and not that Jalen was a big star, but, you know, he's putting up star numbers in New York now.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, you gotta figure it out. Do I adapt my style, Chris, because I'm trying to win and I could be effective, but this style will not allow me to win? It's a tough thing. And when you're used to playing a certain way, you're ball dominant, and you've had a lot of individual success, can you dial it back? Can you play a different way? I don't know if that's automatic, or I don't know if you could do it.
Look, scoring 35 with 9 and 8, that's, you know what I'm saying? I can go put up 35, 9 and 8, and we're pretty good, you know? So I hear you, but that's going to be the challenge for Luka and the Dallas Mavericks. We'll throw it out to you guys, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Do you think Luka Doncic may need to switch up his style of play to win championships? Your turn to win with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave for America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get.
This is the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios, and we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we can talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. All right, 877-99 on Fox. We're wondering, does the great Luka Doncic needs to change up his style to win championships or win at the highest level. Your thoughts?
All right, yeah, Chris, calls are now coming in, so we'll talk a little bit more as Bo gets these things lined up. We got one, Bo, to start? Who we got? We'll just jump on it. Okay, let's start with MJ in New Orleans. 877-99 on Fox.
877-996-6369.
MJ, what's up?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
I'm good.
Good, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Glad you get back healthy again, Chris, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Hey, man, we're talking about Luka, right?
Yeah.
Looking at it, as far as his first 256 games, man, he's kind of started out the box a little bit better than LeBron. He is ball dominant. His usage rate is up there, similar to, you could say, LeBron. I mean, we never know how they, you know, how it's going to shake out, if he's going to win, just like they were saying a few years back, how a jump shooting team like Golden State wouldn't ever win a championship. So with his coach being Jason Kidd, I mean, they could make some things happen and, you know, maybe get another player around him to kind of fit the team. They kind of have a nice team already. It is what it is. I mean, if possibly he had a better point guard, you know, of some size, not as small as Brunson. But
I mean, he's basically the point guard.
He has the ball all the time.
He's the point guard, right.
Right, right. I mean, but he's a grown man. I saw that game. Well, I saw the highlights of the game against him in Golden State the other night. Man, that dude was phenomenal, man. I mean, I got to say, the NBA needs someone that looks like him, but he's not Larry Bird.
I mean, he's ridiculous. Like, he is incredible. Yeah, he's great.
Like we're saying right now, he's ball dominant, but, man, that guy.
But you know how it is, and I agree. I mean, I'm as awestruck as you are by him. But, yeah. Rob, you got to win to get the ultimate love. It's going to come down to him. His numbers are going to be phenomenal. Heck, Jokic's numbers are phenomenal. But until he wins championships, if Luka Doncic, like Rob, didn't win a championship or wins only one, I think people are going to be disappointed.
Yeah, because he's that good. I agree with you. He is that good, and he's some point. It's hard to win a lot, you know, even a great player like LeBron. 4 in 20 years, Chris. I mean, that's
right.
Even though he's been there a lot, really. But you know what I'm saying. Yep. 4 in 20 years is – or 19 seasons. That's true. That's fair. Because,
but you're right. Yeah, that's not a high ratio.
No, of winning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Right. So, he's gonna have to win championships, and it's gonna be interesting. And they do have a good team, but they're underachieving, and that's part of the challenge too.
And Chris, in the postseason, then haven't they lost a couple years to? Twice.
Yeah, not great. Look, last year was great. I mean, getting to the conference finals,
right,
that was impressive, right? Beating Phoenix, who had looked like the best team in the league all year long.
Yep.
So that was good, but can they, I mean, right now they don't look like that. They got that type of run in them.
No.
So we will see. We will see. But we got Lamar Mitchell, BetMGM director of trading, right around the corner, and then it's NFLPs can pick up. We got another call.
Yeah, can we squeeze in one more, Chris? Let's squeeze in one more. Mike in Florida. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
I love the show.
Thank you, buddy.
I think Luke is a great player, but out of left field, I do believe it or not, his style of play is too close to LeBron. I love LeBron. Luke, I think Luka's come along 10 to 15 years too late, because his style of play, I think, is not conducive going forward with this up and down, fast-paced game. Luka would have been all-world in the 80s and 90s, but now I think he'll be great, but not great enough to win at all.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't fully agree with that.
But you know what I mean? Like, you're in the wrong era. Like,
I think he's saying, I mean, more guys were ball dominant. I mean, you do have a lot of ball dominant players today. He's not the only one. He's probably dominating it more than anybody right now. And the point we're just making, though, Rob, is LeBron didn't win it that way.
Right.
LeBron, as great as he is, had to go and get other stars.
Right.
And with those other stars, he didn't do everything all the time. They did their thing, too. And he does everything. He takes the shot or he creates the shot for whoever else is shooting it. That's it. That's how they play. And so I just am not convinced you're going to win the championship that way.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Lamar Mitchell, what up, bro?
Lamar.
What up, son?
We're good, man. Good to have you on as always, man.
Good to be on. I appreciate it.
How was Turkey Day with the family? Everything.
Mac and cheese, the turkey, the stuffing, everything. Candy yams. What about you guys?
Yeah, it was great. I had a fantastic holiday. I did come down with COVID after the holiday, but I'm good, as you can hear. And but it was a great day.
Yes.
Good.
Great time.
Good to hear you're all better right now.
Yes. Glad to be better. Let's get to it. We're watching USC. They're up 17-10 on Utah in the conference championship game. Does Vegas think that quarterback Caleb Williams of USC, who's phenomenal, that he's got the highest be locked up? Or is there a dark horse candidate out there that could surge this weekend?
No, it's definitely, we believe with the odds that Caleb's got it locked up. Mm. Actually, we have it off the board right now, but last week after his performance in the in his last game, he pretty much sewed it up and just put a nice little bow on that.
Yeah, it does look like that. Who does Vegas like to slide into the playoff picture should one or more of the top four teams lose this weekend?
That would be probably Ohio State or maybe Bama.
Yeah, Bama doesn't deserve it, but they have such a following and, you know, and everything that people SEC. Can't get enough of, am I right, Bama?
Yeah, you're right, the SEC. So, but those are the next two teams we believe would have a shot if one of these teams should falter.
Mm. All right, both quarterbacks in the Bears-Packers game, but both are expected to play. So is Vegas giving the Bears any chance at all in this game with Justin Fields returning to action?
Of course, because, you know, I mean, the Joe public is all over the Packers, about 3-1 on the tickets. We did see some sharp bets coming in yesterday on the over when both teams hadn't announced if Fields or Rodgers were going to play, but we anticipated that. But the sharps are all over the Bears. The Bears, that's a sharp play right there, and we definitely think that that's a play. I know this is a big rivalry, but how many times can Aaron Rodgers own those Bears? And the sharps are backing the Bears this time.
Yeah, that is one of those things. I own you! That was one of the all-time great. Remember that? I own you! Okay. Deshaun Watson makes his return to the NFL, right? NFL action against his former team, the Texans. Yeah. Is there a big market of bettors putting money down on the Browns and Watson this weekend?
Oh, you better believe it. It's no sharp play in this game except on the total. They bet this total under the number, but we got several large six-figure bets on the Browns, and the ticket count is about 3.5-1 on the Browns. So I think everyone believes the Texans are just playing the string out. And this Deshaun Bowl, I think, you know, by the betting public and the large casino players, they're all on the Brown side here.
Here's a game I'm really interested in. The 7-4 Jets, they go to Minnesota to play the Vikings, who are 9-2. Does Vegas think that the Mike White magic will continue against a continually surprising Minnesota team?
You know, that's funny because we do have one of our largest six-figure bets on the Jets at +3. No really big sharp play on this. They are hammering this total under, but the ticket count is a little bit in favor of the Vikings, 2-1. So, you know, the number is right there for Mike White, but like I say, no sharp play on it, but the public is all on the Vikings. You know, typically the Vikings, outside the two games that they got blown out, they're one score game. So I think that number is pretty solid. That's why we haven't seen any sharp play in that game.
Yeah, that makes sense. The Ravens are 9.5-point favorite over the Broncos as they head to Baltimore in a game between two teams that haven't quite lived up to their preseason expectations. What do you make of these two teams and how you wager on them going forward?
Well, this is one where we will definitely need the Broncos, which is a sad because Joe Public, the Sharps, and our large casino players are all on the Ravens here, and the ticket count is about a 4-to-1 ratio in favor of the Ravens. So if the Ravens do cover that 9 points, it's going to be a bad game for us in this situation.
All right, Buffalo. They beat up on the Patriots last night, 24-10, and the Patriots currently are sitting at 500-6-6. Is there any faith in New England figuring it out and making the playoffs this year?
You know, last night's game was kind of interesting because ticket count was in favor of the Patriots, but the large money was definitely on the Bills. And we saw that when you talk to the experts on this game here, I wouldn't call myself an expert, but some of these other guys, when you talk to them, they knew that the game was going to turn out the exact way it was going to turn out with the Bills covering that game. But there's not a lot of faith with these Patriots in the offense moving on because that division that they're playing in, it's a tough division. I mean, they have a shot if, you know, no one else comes out of the West. You're only looking at one team in the South, so they have a small chance to advance if there's only two teams in the North with Baltimore and Cincinnati. So small chance, but, you know, we'll see what happens in the West get hot.
Mm. All right. There's also the 3-8 Rams with no Matthew Stafford, right, taking on a surprising Seahawks at home. What's been the vibe in Vegas surrounding the disappointing Rams team? Do you think it's going to pour over into next year as far as the Rams?
Yeah, you know what's funny about that game is the public is all in favor of the Seahawks. We did have good two-way sharp action on this where they took the 7 points, where they took the 8 points, but for the general consensus, we've seen that the public has been betting against the Rams these last couple games without Stafford, and you know the Rams are banged up, but the public is definitely against the Rams.
Are you guys getting much action or taking action on OBJ, like where he could end up?
No, we're not taking any action on that, but that is a pretty,
really?
Pretty, yeah, that's a pretty good prop, though. No, we're not taking any action on that.
That's what I'm saying. I expect that. Yeah, okay. You can use that from me.
Chris wants credit for that. Yeah, okay.
We might have to do that, Chris, and I'll have to put that little asterisk down there.
Break me Chris. Off a little something.
There you go.
All right, that's our man, Lamar Mitchell. Great stuff as always, brother. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, Rob, I'll see you next week.
Yes, can't wait.
All right.
It's the iCouple Pigskin Pickoff coming up. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it is the Odd Couple wrapping up a funky flashback Friday, getting you all ready for the weekend.
Yeah, I got that's a brand right. new bag.
Oh, you probably do, knowing you, Louis Vuitton. Am
Chris,
I wrong?
No, you're wrong. Come on, I just moved into a new apartment.
And
new
a new car.
You putting Louis Vuitton seats in this one?
No.
It came
really?
With it, Chris.
Yeah, it already came with
right.
it. Yeah, there you go.
Louis Vuitton delivered it personally.
No.
So you've been riding around in your new ride, obviously. Yeah. Top down?
Well, it's been raining now, not today.
So you haven't been able to, but you have ridden with
yeah,
the top down.
Every day except today. Every
so
day
what's
except
the,
today.
What's the response been?
Just tremendous. Like, you know what? I'm just, Chris, you see the car. What I get mostly is, did the car come like that with the matte, you know,
the
paint?
The matte blue.
The matte blue, Chris? Like, did
right.
it come like that or did you have it done? Because everybody says, I have not seen that car anywhere. Like, I've never seen that.
Rob, I'm a car guy. I've never seen it.
Yeah, and that's what
man, that's called the man. That's called being the man, y'all.
Rob Parker.
All right, let's go.
All right, we are the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com
and the
studios.
Bucks have tied the game, Chris. I don't know where you
no,
are.
No, it's a good game. You see that block?
Yeah.
Giannis just had a great rejection on LeBron, but it's going to be a great ending. They got about 6 minutes
and,
left.
And Utah's looking to tie the game, Chris, here too with 7 seconds to go in this Pac-12 championship game. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is
a lot of stuff.
A lot of good games tonight. But anyway, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. Talk about amazing. Terms do apply. Learn more at discover.com/redeem. Rewards, it's time for the NFL Pigskin Pick-Off.
You ready to retire? The Odd Couple is going to make you rich.
Gambling, vice.
It's their pigskin pickoff.
That's right, guys. It is the pigskin pickoff.
We'll get right to it here. This week, we have the Packers and Aaron Rodgers with a broken hand and other injuries headed to Chicago, who apparently he still owns, to take on Justin Fields and the Bears.
I own you!
Yes. The Packers are currently favored by 3 points in this one.
I'm going to take the Packers, Chris, give up the 3 points. They have something to play for a little bit. It might be Rodgers' last game, right? If they lose, it's a done deal on his season. So I'm going to say he goes out with a flurry and he plays well and the Packers win.
I agree. I think Rodgers is going to come out and honestly probably have a great game. I'm expecting that. And I think one of his better games this year. Because you're right. They're playing for their season.
This season,
so I'm with you on that. I got Green Bay.
All right. The Jets and Mike White head to Minnesota to take on the Vikings, where the Vikings are favored by just 3 points in this one.
This is a tough one because I like the Jets. I think Mike White could definitely have another big game, but I'm going to go with the Vikings in this one.
I'm with you, Chris. I'm going to take the Vikings. I think Mike White – I mean, we've seen the flashes of brilliance, right? And then there's other moments where he's not as good. And
interceptions.
So I'm going to take Minnesota there at home.
All right, next up, probably the game that everyone will be watching at some point this weekend. The Cleveland Browns and Deshaun Watson head to Houston to take on the Texans, his former team, in his first game back since, a couple years ago? The Browns are favored by a touchdown in this game.
Rob, we saw last week them with the big win. And I just think that against Tampa, I believe it was, with Deshaun, they seem excited. I think they're going to get a boost. And Texas, look, I do think they'll be up for this game because it is Watson, but I think they're ultimately playing out the string, and I think their enthusiasm is going to fade as the game goes on. And I got the Browns.
Upset alert. Get ready.
Okay.
A rusty Deshaun Watson throws 3 picks, has a fumble. And the Texans, no, they're going to lose. I'm just saying.
But you got them with the points?
No. I'm taking a brow. I was just trying to be cute. I'm sorry.
You had me.
Yeah, for a minute, right?
All right, next up we have the Miami Dolphins heading to San Francisco to take on the 49ers in a game between two teams that are pretty much the same after Mike McDaniel went and took the head coaching job. In Miami, the Niners are favored by 4 points in this game.
This is interesting. Go ahead, Chris. You got
this. Yeah, I like both teams, and you know we both like Jimmy G. But I got to be honest, and I know the Niners have a great defense. I don't know if they're going to be able to score enough points to hang with Tua and company. So I'm going with Miami, man.
I'm going to go with the 49ers from the standpoint that Miami's due a loss.
They are.
It's not anything that they're not doing or they're not good. But you know what I mean. They're just due a loss. They've won everything. I'm going to go with San Francisco at home.
Nah, that's a good call.
All right, last one here. The Los Angeles Chargers head to Las Vegas to take on the Raiders. The Raiders are favored by one here, but that's pretty much a pick 'em at this point.
I'm shocked that the Raiders are favored, but I'm going with them. I just got no faith in them. I'm sorry. Too inconsistent. I'm going with the Raiders to, I think they won 2 in a row, right? Make it 3 in a row?
Yeah. I'm going to go.
I don't feel right saying that, but I think I am.
I don't love the Chargers either, Chris. You know how I feel about them. But the Raiders aren't winning 3 in a row. Stop it. I'm going with the Chargers.
I thought the Chargers should have lost last weekend.
Right.
You know?
They should have.
But, yeah, this will be interesting. You got the Chargers? Okay.
Yep.
All right, Bo. All right. Give us something good, Bo. Good job filling in for Rob G.
Always a blast, you guys.
Give us something. Nah, nothing like that. Give us something strong. Give us something spicy.
Bo said he wishes that this show was pretty good. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bo.
If you want a hot take, I think USC may have lost this game when Lincoln Riley went for it on 4th and 8 for no reason instead of just punting the ball and pinning
it
deep.
That's a great call. Take. And you know what, Chris? this game was like inches away from being a blowout. Am I right, Bo?
Yep.
If Bo is right, can you imagine that?
If that comes back to bite them, because it let them back in the game.
Yep. Then, that could be a good call, Bo. Nicely done. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, signing up.
Well, you know, he's a Trojan now.
Keep it locked. Fire is on the way.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.